phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. Alright, Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, is back for another week. If you're inclined to follow us online, you can do so anytime. AusStrandedRadio.com. I just put up our interview from last week. It was fantastic. Local Vancouver band Legion of Flying Monkeys. There are all six of them in the studio here. What makes that band remarkable is they perform using their own homemade instruments, primarily horns that are made out of various local woods, including elderberry wood, I believe, that David has fashioned. And fantastic. That was so much fun having those guys in the studio. And you can catch that interview and all the other interviews at the blog ausstrandedradio.com. Also last week was Jeffrey Armstrong returning. He is a very well-regarded poet and a scholar of the Vedic tradition, which is where yoga comes from. So there is a special event coming up on the 5th of August here in Vancouver called Bhakti Unleashed, and it's a special Bhakti yoga devotional concert, very high quality music, featuring, among other performers, Kanamrita Dasi. So I thought I'd replay my interview with Kanamrita Dasi that I recorded in 2012. I edited it up just a slight bit, and we'll play that a bit later in the show. She is an extraordinary performer, and it was really great to revisit that interview and have a listen. Okay, but let's get into the older music as we do always up front. Let's revisit classic punk thrash band The Hard-Ons from Sydney, a real favourite of mine, and I wanted to revisit them because they do have a brand new album out, their 11th album. They've been around since 1981, and they're still going strong. They're not a band anymore. They're definitely a punk institution. This album is as strong as anything, and there's very few bands that have been around since 1981 that are still putting out really high-energy, awesome music. The new album's called Peel Me Like an Egg. We'll play two tracks from it pretty soon, but let's get into some vintage hard-ons from their original classic lineup with Kesh De Silva on drums. Here we go. Let's go right back to the 1989 record, Love is a Battlefield of Wounded Hearts. This is The Hard-Ons. Bye.
connection. It's all in your small talk. I was pulled to a classy look and I got my thrill. Just don't make me sit and wait, 'cause I might go chase somebody else. Hold yourself in this show and tell. A lady I know you too well. And there's a time you try and please me. There's a time you try and tease me.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
And we're back on Stranded. And there we go, some classic sounds there from the Hard-Ons. First up, we had a track from the 1989 record Love is a Battlefield of Wounded Hearts. We had the lead-off track, Don't Want to See You Cry. And the next up was a track called Small Talk from a later period EP, and you can find that on their Best Of album. And then finally there, that was one of my favourite tracks from their record, Most People Are a Waste of Time, from 2006. That track was called Bubble Bath. Now let's get into three more tracks from the band. First up, here's another song I like from a newish album of theirs. The track is called Every Time I Hear Techno, I Pray for Death. And then we're going to play two tracks from the brand new record, their 11th full length. And the record's called Peel Me Like an Egg. So this is the legendary thrash punk band Hard-Ons from Sydney, New South Wales.
We'll be right back. Portland-based psychedelic rock band Unknown Mortal Orchestra are on tour to support their new release, Multi Love. Catch them live Sunday, July 26th at the Imperial in Vancouver. Tickets are available at timberconcerts.com. Follow Timber Concerts on social media for more info.
And you're back on Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. And some excitement there. Brand new tracks from the new Hard Ons record. It's their 11th full length. There's very few punk bands that have been around since the early 80s that are putting out high energy stuff like that anymore. A real favorite of mine. The album is called Peel Me Like an Egg. And you heard two tracks from it there. And the first track was from an earlier record, and that track was called Every Time I Hear Techno, I Pray for Death. I love that band so much. Another band I'm really impressed with is Unknown Mortal Orchestra from New Zealand. Here's a track of theirs right now called Multi Love.
Still be your love. All of the others. shelter beneath us, fearing you cut off my control and just blaming each other. She don't want to be your man or a woman, she wants to be your love.
I can't.
All right, we're back on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show, and of course the very familiar sounds there of OK Vancouver OK, and a track from their Influences album called Non-Humanistic Approach. And before that, again, the familiar, definitely familiar sounds of Courtney Barnett with Dead Fox, and the top of the set was Unknown Mortal Orchestra from New Zealand with Multi Love, and they'll be touring Canada pretty soon. All right, so Let's get back into, like last week we spoke with Jeffrey Armstrong about the big Bhakti Unleashed concert that's happening here in Vancouver. Something a bit different for this show. This is we're going to get into more world music territory. I've been paying attention to the music around the yoga movement here in Vancouver, and Bhakti Yoga is, of course, the yoga of devotion. And Kanamrita Dasi is one of the people performing at the Bhakti Unleashed conference on concert on August 5th. And she is world-renowned. And we actually caught up with her in 2012 when she was here last time. And I'm going to play for you that a bit of that interview. As we did a whole almost 20-minute interview last time. So I've chosen to play about 9 or 10 minutes from that now. It's the second part of the interview, and she's a very, very interesting person. She's got a lot to say here in the next 10 minutes about the tradition of Bhakti Yoga and where she fits into it and what she is trying to do with her music to help heal the world, I suppose. It's a noble goal. Okay, so here it is. This is my 2012 interview with Bhakti Yoga Kirtan singer Kanamrita Dasi.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Back into the next part of the interview with Kanamrita, where she's talking about the emotional essence of Bhakti, what that really means, what specifically a Bhakti singer is doing, and how it affects her. You describe what occurs with you emotionally when you are chanting.
Well, first of all, let me just say that for everybody, this is definitely a very personal experience, so I can't answer for everyone, but from the teachers that I've had in my life, and I don't want to just say the ones that were official teachers, I've had so many teachers that just, some of them are so not on any pedestal, and it's just the way they live their life. It has become an inspiration for me to sing, because it's that constant dedication, and it's that day-to-day surrender through chanting that has deeply affected me. But I do think that chanting is a very personal expression, and I think that when you meditate on the thoughts expressed in the chants and you sing, you sort of are seeking to establish a personal conception of the meaning with, like, seed thoughts, you know? You visualize them, and you study. I mean, for me, I studied the chants, and I saw keywords, and I saw phrases that I would emphasize with deep feeling and almost with almost more force than some of the other words. And it would sort of, like, charges my mind. It charges my heart very deeply with, you know, a vitality to it. And I connect to a love that is inside those words. And I've been studying the language, and I lived in India for many years, and I was raised in an ashram. So I've been lucky to have this as my modality of prayer all my life.
And then how exactly did you get into it in terms of the formal study? How did that come about? Because I know you actually traveled to India at some stage and yeah, did receive teachings from some masters.
I had studied this just loosely as, you know, a community prayer, sort of the way that you or some others may study with teachers there in Vancouver. But when I stopped studying, I went on to learn other things that I thought were more practical in college and things like that. And then my mother told me that she had cancer. I was actually in Australia, and she called me and said, maybe you should come home. And my mother wasn't one to request anything or ever say she was sick. So it kind of, I got warned, and I came home, and she was 88 pounds and the strong, you know, beautiful, warm, healthy vitality that she had had all her life was very frail. And I was a little shocked, so I stayed and took care of her for a little over a year, and then she passed. And right before she passed, she had said to me, "Oh, I wish you would sing for people, and I wish you would share that with people." And Yeah, a couple things came over my head. She was very tone deaf, so I sort of thought, well, what does she know about good music? But I also noticed that when I sang, I felt a little bit like my grief and my loss was a little less. Decided to go and take her ashes to India, and in taking her ashes to India, I started asking around about studying classically, because I've never thought about singing in English. I love Sanskrit so much that I just decided to stay in that genre, because it was what she was referring to anyway. So I get there and they say, oh, you want to study? You want to study North Indian or South Indian? I was like, I don't know. So it was known as Carnatic music in the South or Hindustani music in the North. And I said, well, I only know the North, so maybe the North. And then they said, would you like to study Dhrupad or Khayal or Tumri or Barakyal? And they were asking me all these other versions, and really, I had no idea. So I sat at a very old temple in Vrindavan known as Radhavaman, and they had classical music there every day, and I noticed that it was probably the best band-aid for my grief, just to hear this music. And so they eventually invited me to attend classes, and I was lucky enough to study with Pandit Vidyamalakji, who was a master of Dhrupad in Vrindavan, in India, North India. And that was one of my largest influences in my study.
How many years has it been since you, I guess, started your career doing this here in North America? And how has that journey been for you in terms of seeing more and more people kind of getting excited about this?
Yeah. No, it's definitely taken off, I think, with the combination of yoga growing and the combination of a lot of people finding that there hasn't been much of a foundation to what they call traditional dreams of America, Canada, or of the West. I think the foundation has been somewhat disappointing. You know, you look at any culture, I don't care if you're talking about the Irish or the Africans who were here at the beginning of the foundations of these countries, or in Africa, or in Cuba, or in Puerto Rico, or wherever. Music as a community is fundamental to the community feeling united. And what have we done in the last couple of years? Well, here you can have your own remote and your own TV and your own car. And by the time you get to the list of your own, people are lonely. People don't remember not only how to sit next to someone and not apologize for being touched, you know, like, oh, I bothered you, oh, excuse me, oh, sorry, you know, the vibration that we need each other. And what happens when the vibration is that it's chanting, that it's singing, brings it to another level. But when it's words such as bring me under the shelter of your umbrella so that sometimes I can have some sweet rest, when you sing that to the divine and you're with a group of people, there's another bonding that happens that people, of course, say, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do this by myself. I would like to do this with my community.
That's right, and that goes back to the spontaneity aspect as well. And I was just thinking, too, in our contemporary world, like so many of us consume and we become observers. I was just with a friend in Edmonton the other day staring at YouTube videos with her for half an hour of these great musicians, and then my acoustic guitar was sitting in the corner, and I was like, what am I doing? And I got it out and I played her a little song. I just played a little Beatles song because I don't know a lot of chords. I was like, this is what we should have been doing for half an hour. You know, this is where the bhakti kind of vibe can help us break free again.
I completely agree. And I think that people oftentimes don't even... It's so automatic. People have so much on their list. They have so much to do. The amount of, did I reply to Facebook? Did I email? Did I check my voicemail? I mean, the amount of places that you have to be all at one place at one time these days. People's plates are overburdened and they're full and they're frantic. You know, the etiquette of the old days is kind of what's being swept under first, and people don't notice it, but you know, you'll have the instruments in a room and the television will go all day, or, you know, me and my friends are singing in the car and we're riding with a friend the other day, and she didn't even know, she didn't even recognize it, but all of a sudden she turned on the radio really loud, and one of the musicians, one of her sisters said, "You've got the radio playing live." And she was like, "Oh my God, I didn't even think about that." And so I don't think it's even conscious, but I think, you know, my mother's teacher used to say to her, first be conscious, and then automatically will come God conscious. Don't try to be the fanaticism of one or the other. Just try to be conscious in and of itself, and all the other seeds will sprout naturally. Mohapradam tuchamaham vajina. Mohapradam
tuchamaham vajina. Hi, this is Jay and Jessica from the rock band Energy Slime.
You're listening to CITR, Vancouver, the best radio station in the world ever.
And you are on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And that was a replay of a 2012 interview with Carnam Rita Darcy. She is performing again at the Bhakti Unleashed concert on August 5th, along with Patrick Bernard, Pete McCormack, and Jeffrey Armstrong. And you can find more information about that show at jeffreyarmstrong.com. It's on the 5th, that's on Wednesday, the 5th of August, very much an event to see world music and something very quite profound and special. So back into our regular format, and let's play a band that has been spoken of highly around BC. They're called Petunia and the Vipers. Here's a track called The Cricket Song from them.
strikes through, I am dead set on you. The light strikes through them fast. I am wild eyes fixed. Did you fall gently into pain? Like ghosts deprived of flight, the body will come to understand a season of doubt. The body will come to understand a season of doubt. Season of doubt. The body will come to understand a season of doubt. And we move like wolves in the bleak night, and we dance like ghosts deprived of flight, and we move like wolves in the bleak night, and we dance like ghosts deprived of flight. I've got an unrelenting desire to fall apart. I've got an unrelenting desire to fall apart. Join
us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bill and Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audio Pile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
Thank you. Satan sucks.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and go.
And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show, and we had some tracks there. First up, Australian band Total Control with the track Glass, and next was that track called My Chinchilla by Tough Age, but of course that is a remake of a very well-known Cub song. Cub, of course, one of the original Mint Records bands, and Tough Age did a cover of that with for a recent release, paying homage to what has come before. So for the remainder of the show, we have our very special guest who's come in today. We're going to be introducing you to a new artist here from the Lower Mainland of Vancouver, of British Columbia. And her name is Janaya Salmond. So we're just about to welcome Janaya to the studio. She'll be chatting and playing a few songs.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Okay, so she has just arrived today, our very special guest, Janaya Salmond.
Janaya Salmond.
And I'm very excited because I just naively assumed, like most people I interview, come down with a guitar. and I was sort of all in a flutter because I realized that Janaya was in the room and there was no guitar, and I was like, oh my God, what's going on? But she has a very interesting instrument.
Yeah, it's a strum stick.
A strum stick. What can you tell us about a strum stick? It has three strings.
Honestly, I can't tell you much. it's just three strings. Kind of sounds a little Celtic-y. I have connections with a person that makes a bunch of these in the States, but I don't know him very well. He's good friends with my father, so I got one of them for my birthday, so I like to play and write on it.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I have never seen one of these anywhere. I don't know how common they are. Maybe more in the States. I don't know.
I used to think they were very common. Like I thought that everyone knew what it was, but then when I found out that it's a friend of ours that manufactures them and that it's not really common, then I understood why a lot of people don't know what it is. But
yeah. Well, you'll be impressing a lot of people around town, I think, when you whip one of these out at a gig or an open mic.
They're very fun to play.
They are.
Yeah. Well, they're very easy to carry. One time I went to Winnipeg and I was carrying this on the airport, and they asked me if it was a bow and arrow. Like, what was I carrying?
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, and I just pulled it out.
Yeah. So listeners, radio is not a visual medium, but it's a very, I don't know, it's a very lightweight looking bit of wood there with three strings.
If they look up what a strum stick is, it'll appear. It'll appear on Google Images.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, great. Well, thanks for bringing that down for us today, Janaya. I always love to get right into a song so people know who we're talking about. If you're interested in showing us a great tune with the strum stick.
Okay, I've been trying to decide which one to do on here. All right. living with no certainty. No, I remember though what I say.
Host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, fantastic. Live track here in the studio. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. Today's special studio guest, Janaea Salmond. And that was a track called, Janaea?
My Will to Love.
My Will to Love.
Yeah.
And that was performed on a strum stick. And it sounds fantastic. It's such a great traditional sounding instrument.
Yeah, it kind of has this like Celtic tradition to it.
Yeah.
I
just got to thinking, like, are you schooled in a lot of traditional music? Are you a fan of it? Or?
It described traditional music.
Well, yeah, I know there's a broad question, isn't it? Yeah. I guess, yeah, Celtic roots music, folk, you know.
I've grown up with a lot of singer-songwriters around me, folk music, I guess, whatever that means nowadays, I guess. But, like, rooted in Celtic music? No, not necessarily. I mean, my mother loves writing. She's a songwriter herself, and she writes pretty, I guess, songs that kind of have a Celtic tradition to them as well. But, I think I've always admired the sounds that kind of come out of the UK, for instance, but
You mentioned your mother, but other people, you said you've had quite a few songwriters around you.
Is that
other family members or?
Yeah, my father's a record producer for a living, and so I've grown up with singer-songwriters in and out of my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, geez. Is he locally based here or?
Yeah. I grew up in Surrey. His studio is in Surrey right now, but he used to work at a studio in Richmond and then in Nashville. He's been all over the place, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And I'm curious, has he cornered you yet and got you in a studio? And
It's father-daughter bonding.
Yeah.
I guess. I say we because it really has been, honestly, him and I. I've been working on an album and... It's kind of surreal, I think, because there's moments when I realize it's just been him and I in the studio, and it's been a project that we've been working on together. But it's my music, but I mean, he's been producing, and so have I to an extent. I've been working with him.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And is that do we have a release date yet, or in the future?
Yeah, I'm actually. This is that song that I just played is the last vocal track I need to do. I mean, it's just an EP. I'm contemplating whether if I should just extend it to an album because it's close. It's seven songs already, and probably fall.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, great! It'll be the first taste for listeners, I guess.
I have some songs that are up on SoundCloud, but and they're going to be off of the EP. I've just kind of done a little bit of sneak peeks for people.
Great.
Yeah.
Today's special guest, Janaea Salmond.
Yeah. Yeah.
And. it's been really interesting hearing, and I'm this is a taste for what I'll be experiencing in more full form at the Cottage Bistro on the 5th of August. And I'll be performing myself, M. Lund, and a mutual friend, Nathaniel Crickey, who got me in touch with you. How do you know him?
From CBC. I'm a drummer and percussionist myself, and so is he. And I guess, I honestly don't know what class, but we were in the same program, and I mean, there's so few drummers in this world around sometimes, so you bond with the next person that's hitting on the table.
So, I like that expression.
Yeah. You don't feel like the only one that's driving people crazy.
Yeah. Oh, great. Well, I'm keen for another song here now, too. If you're ready for another one.
Yeah, I can do another one.
Janaya Salmon here live in the studio. This is CITR and Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. Mm-hmm. Another stunning track live here in the studio. Janaya Salmon, beautiful. What was that one called?
It was where I belong at first, and then it kind of changed it where I went wrong.
Okay.
Honestly, these songs I just performed, I'm still lyrically trying to write them. But it takes me longer to kind of finish up a message. But at the same time, maybe they just kind of sing themselves at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, you heard it here first, folks, here on CITR. Mm-hmm. And, of course, and live in concert on the 5th of August, coming up very soon next week.
Yeah.
Wednesday night, Janaya will be playing with myself, Em Lund, and also Nathaniel Crickey, who's been a guest on this show. Really fantastic guy, brilliant songwriter. And actually, you can find his interview and live set if you go to the show blog, ozstrandedradio.com, and type out Nathaniel Crickey into the search bar, K-R-I-K-K-E, and you can hear the equivalent of what we're doing right now with him a couple of months back. So thanks again. That was again excellently strummed on the strumming stick, and fantastic vocals. Thank you, Janaya. So we're just about to wrap up the show for another week, but Janaya Simon, thank you so much. This was fantastic music that you brought down for us today, and you've opened my ears to a whole new instrument.
Oh, really? Oh, no problem.
Soon to take the streets of Vancouver, the strumming stick.
Feel like it sticks out like a sore thumb.
So, of course, we've mentioned the show that you'll be playing in next week at the Cottage Bistro, and on the 5th of August. And what are your other plans for the near future, besides, I guess, the record release?
And musically?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's kind of one of those one piece at a time. I should be booking more gigs. I haven't necessarily done that so much yet, but I probably will be doing that more.
Yeah.
So right now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, people can find some tracks on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the address off the top of your head?
Yeah, it's my name. So it's you just look up Janaya, J-A-N-A-Y-A, and Salmond, like the fish, but with the D at the end.
Yep.
On SoundCloud.
Oh, excellent. And in due course, we'll have an EP or maybe a full album here in the studio at some point. We'll be playing it here on CITR. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this interview, if you're just tuning in, you can catch this edited up on the blog, ozstrandedradio.com. It'll be up there with all of our other interviews. And it's been lovely to chat with you today, Janaya. Are you BC born and bred?
Yes, I was born in Richmond. You knew where?
Yeah.
I was born in Richmond, and then we moved about for quite, probably about 2 years. And then when I was two, my family and I settled in Surrey. And I've been Lower Mainland Vancouver born and raised.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah.
Well, definitely looking forward to seeing you play a full show on the 5th at the Cottage Bistro, and some future shows as well. So
thank you.
Thanks so much, Janaya.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is for the show. You've been listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. Another great show we had today with a special interview. That was Janaya Simon. And as I've mentioned, of course, ozstrandedradio.com for the blog. And we'll be back next week. You can find us at Twitter, at OzStranded, and African Rhythms right up now with David Lum Jones. Bye for now.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory.